Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who relates to the Rush song, I Think I Am Going Bald. Your host, Maceo.
Hello again, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC Year 2018, 20 question version. Here I have a camper with us. The first question of 20 questions for this camper is, what is your name? Where are you from? And how long have you been associated with Enchanted Hills Camp?
This is Jackie Young. I am recently from Roseville, California, and this is my very first visit at this wonderful camp.
There it is. We have a first-timer here in the podcast tent. Oh, boy, I can't wait to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. The first round of questions are going to be about Enchanted Hills Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you hear about camp?
I heard about it last fall, probably. Somehow I was just looking into a Lighthouse for the Blind.
Gotcha.
And I saw, what do they have? And they have a camp. And oh my goodness, a camp for adults. I love camping. I love, always have lived in the country, in the woods. So I thought, wow, I want to go there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you had some nice anticipation leading up to this.
Oh, very much.
You've been excited for a while?
I certainly have.
When did you start packing for EHC?
Oh, the night before I left.
Yeah, no. That's kind of what I do too.
I knew what I was going to pack.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay.
Oh dear, I have to bring a bedroll?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got that together.
So you arrive on camp. We picked you up in Sacramento.
Correct.
I was awesome. There on the Sacramento bus.
Oh, were you?
I loaded your luggage.
Oh, okay. You were in the other van.
Yeah, I was in the other van.
Okay.
And you had a nice ride up.
Very good ride.
You feeling the love from the other campers that were riding with you?
There was the three of us in my van with Mari as a driver. We were all first timers here.
Yeah, yeah. So excellent.
Very good. Very
what?
Good ride.
Your expectations, you always obviously had something in your mind.
Well, I knew it was going to be outdoors. I'm familiar with the mountains and the hills in California, so I knew this would be awesome. Like, and seriously, this is like coming home to the mountains.
Gotcha. Did it meet your expectations?
It so far has 100%, yes. I was looking forward to, I like to walk. I won't say, well, I hike to a degree, but I'm mostly get out and explore. And so yesterday we had a short walk down a ways, but today we had a 2.5 mile walk down the canyon up some side roads. And it's just awesome.
You loved it.
Yes. And okay. I have been looking forward to the horseback ride. I understand because of the fires they had, the horseback expeditions are going to be shorter than normal, but that's okay. Get on and try there. And
sure.
It's interesting coming to a place for 5 days and not knowing one single person. And this is, it's a wonderful event, really.
Right.
Getting to know, because I'm not a shy person, and I talk with this one, talk with that one. It's fascinating to know I have never met anyone here, and that's an interesting experience.
Right. So you're with following that thought process, have you made some new friends already?
Yes.
And
yes.
And how many people would you think in your extrovertedness have you met since you've been here?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, there is what, maybe 50 plus campers,
right.
And there's a large staff. I mean, when you take everyone, it's probably one-on-one practically. And it's been wonderful interacting with a lot of people. My memory of, oh yes, what's your name?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, five different times. And so when I do meet some of these people later on in years, I'll remember that I met them
Absolutely.
Before.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what a great place to meet people and have the memory of
that.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so you've only been here basically 2.5 days,
right.
Essentially. It's the afternoon of the second day, full day, second full day. Tell me, are there all of the activities that you haven't done, which ones are you going to try later this week?
I haven't done horseback riding yet. I'll try that. I'm more of an active person. I'm glad they have such a wonderful beadwork and basketry, but that's not my thing.
Gotcha.
I may try, I heard them say something about yoga. I might try yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the, okay, what else am I going to try? Hold on. Oh, they had a fabulous dance last night. I wish they would have two or three of them.
You like the dancing?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I did a lot of good dancing.
Good dance.
And it was fun. And I danced with some people that didn't even know they had a real good beat. But I say, hey, you
just
got
kick
a good
it.
Beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
I'm just experiencing literally every hour along the way as to what it offers. We'll take a walk around this lake. I haven't done that yet. Maybe do a little boating if that's...
How about archery?
Oh, geez, thank you.
Archery.
Yes, I want to try.
It is an active...
I will try archery,
it's super
yes.
fun. They do
yes.
that a lot. Archery becomes really
yes.
popular, not only because we facilitate it for visually impaired and blind people, and it's really empowering to see people shoot the target.
Yes.
It's really fun.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's something I've got to lead that program before, and it's really, really fun to see the enjoyment of learning something new, trying something different. It's an opportunity that a lot of people don't get until they come up here.
Yeah.
So, and then once they try it, man, they're back every year trying to hit that balloon.
Yeah.
Excellent. So your experience so far is great. Yes, the food is good.
The food is very good.
Good.
I'm impressed with the organization in that dining room. They have it down to a science.
It's a science.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable in your room.
Very comfortable.
With your roommates. Tell us a little bit about your family. Are you married?
My family. I'm widowed. I have three grown children, and I have six grown grandchildren, and I have a few great-grandchildren, but
you'd never know it.
I know it, because, you know, age literally is just a number.
It's
an attitude.
That's it. Internal.
Yes, and I'm very active.
You are. I would have never known that.
Yeah.
I would have never. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are, because it doesn't matter.
You're right.
All right, so let's move on a little bit with some just getting to know you and your personal likes or dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
Your family's going to go out to dinner, and you get to choose where everybody is going to go to eat. Where are you going to take them?
I let them choose.
That's not the question.
Oh, okay, if I'm going to take them to lunch,
okay,
we will go to Applebee's.
Okay.
Because I love,
you love
their
some Applebee's.
Chicken. Their chicken salad is...
Gotcha.
Mm. And, okay, I haven't been to Red Lobster for years, but I'd like a little bit of lobster. I'm not a big eater, so
okay.
they want.
Okay,
you know,
okay. You're more like snacky, snack throughout the day?
No, I'm just...
Just not a big eater, huh?
If you don't count chocolate. and my...
A lot of people do.
Well, and my afternoon, short, because if you say tall, it sounds big. A Starbucks tall decaf iced mocha, non-fat, no whip, is a daily.
Okay. So. I was going to get to that. I was going to ask. coffee, coffee and chocolate seem to go together. So what is your preferred drink? Tell me again.
Well, the afternoon, it's decaf iced mocha, non-fat, no whip from Starbucks.
In the evening, will you sit down? Do you like a little glass of wine or a glass of beer?
No.
No alcohol?
No, I'm a water drinker, really.
Okay. All right. Water
drinker.
Excellent. Let's move on to another something here. Have you seen a movie lately that you enjoyed?
Actually, yes. Oh. Okay, three of us friends from where I live in an independent senior living community, which is awesome because I don't cook anymore. And four of us went to see The Book Club.
Oh, gotcha.
And when I saw that movie and saw what the movie was based on, I thought, oh God, no, I'm not going to read that book. But the movie was a gas. It was
good.
It was
perfect. That was a good question.
Anyway, yes. And before that, ironically, I saw Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yes. Once I found out it wasn't about gangs.
Yeah. No, oh, it's not about gangs. It's about superheroes.
It is. And it's off. Oh, my gosh. People should take their young kids there and see that movie.
I have not actually seen it yet. I have a beautiful big TV and surround sound.
Yes.
So going to the movies is like sitting in my living room and not being able to pause it and get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wait till stuff comes out on Blu-ray. I actually have that in my queue. I will probably be watching it this week, actually. My nephew loved it. He wants me to watch it so bad.
Yes. Oh, and then two friends and I went downtown Sacramento to the stage play of Singing in the Rain.
Nice. Was that at the Crest?
It was at the Music Circus, is that
oh,
what it's
yeah,
called?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I saw that advertised. Yeah, that's very cool.
It was fun.
So. Nice. No, that's hey.
And dancing. If I can get a ride to a dance, I will go to a dance.
You like to dance. You got the dancing down.
I love it.
Okay, so we got music. Movies? How about music? You got a favorite song or favorite band or group?
No, I like what I like. I've never been into remembering who plays it unless it's, you know, back in the 50s and 60s and those people.
Gotcha. But, that's okay. It seems like you like all music.
Generally, if I can recognize it.
Are you Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Okay, good. Yeah, you seem like a Star Trekkie.
the one serial thing on TV we never missed.
Any Star Trek series particularly that you enjoy more than the others, or just
no,
the next generation?
No.
I like.
No,
Voyager.
I used to watch it. I used to watch it way back when it used to be on
one.
TV.
Yeah.
I never went to the movies and watched it.
Oh yeah, no, I actually spent a big part of my TV watching career watching all of the Star Trek series.
Oh, yeah.
So it took me a long time, but I got through it. Okay, so here we are. We're finally at some hard questions. Are you ready? I'll give you one or two of these hard questions. You're doing great, and I like to ask everybody, are you having fun?
Very
right
good.
Now? You're I'm doing okay with this? Okay.
Very good. Very good. You're not as intimidating as I thought.
I have to tone it down for the new campers. All right, here we go. I got some good hard questions here. I want to pick the right one for you. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Oh, geez. Two types. Well, I would say meek and assertive. I don't know.
I like it. That's good. I'll go with that. Meek and assertive.
Well, actually, it would be meek and aggressive.
Aggressive.
And the middle line would be assertive.
Yeah, in the middle would be assertive.
Yeah.
So that's a broad statement.
Yes.
I get it. I would have narrowed it down. I've been telling people there are two kinds of people. The kind of people that watch Battlestar Galactica. And the kind of people that don't watch Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Good question, though. It makes you think.
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple of them here. How about this? Describe your opposite self.
My opposite self would be very meek and not know what to do if some steps should be taken, and I would sit there and wine.
You see your opposite self in other people before?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. And with that follow-up question to that would be, you would probably eat a lot, too, if that was your opposite self, right?
Eat?
You'd have a big appetite.
Oh, yeah, and sit and watch TV all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
No walking.
Yeah.
No walking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then, what is the title of your 2018 chapter called?
Life is an Adventure.
Perfect. It doesn't even have to be 2018. It could just be the last few years.
Yeah.
Lifetimes. Do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody? This is going to be put on the World Wide Web. You'd like to say hi or say anything about Enchanted Hills that you haven't got to say yet?
Oh, I tell you, I wished I had heard about, well, I wouldn't, I wasn't in this situation before, but tell anyone who's having a, vision challenges about Enchanted Hills. There's a spot here for anyone from little ones on up to advanced seniors. It's an awesome place. I will certainly pass the word around and be back.
Excellent. I would just like to say that you've only been here for a matter of hours, and you already are feeling the family.
Oh yes.
And the vibe that's here enough to encourage the world to come check this out.
Yes, it's an awesome place.
That's a beautiful statement, yeah. And we're gonna definitely ride that idea because you know we want to make sure that everybody knows that they can do whatever they want here at Enchanted Hills. Camp,
yes,
no and
you know,
what.
And you know, back as to what myself. Opposite self, I tell anyone, every day of your life is a choice of what you make it. And you choose to go forward. And someone said to me once, well, I don't like the word choice. I says, okay, every day of your life is a decision of what you make it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. I am a believer in that as well.
Yeah.
As I believe in coincidence and circumstances, mm-hmm. We all make our own journey based on the decisions that we make.
Absolutely.
Well, we love having you here. We can't wait to see you next year because I think you're hooked, right?
Yes, and thank you so much, Marcio.
No, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your candidness and your extrovertedness to share all of this wonderful information about yourself here on Everything EHC. Yeah. We have the best time here getting to know our campers. And personally for me, I said it a million times, I'll say it again. What a great experience to sit here one-on-one with our campers and, you know, learn about you and tell the whole world what's going on here. So thank you for telling the world what a great place this is and sharing with us. I appreciate that, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I'm signing off for now. There's more to come, obviously. So tune back in. Definitely Everything EHC 2.0 2018 here on the Enchanted Hills Campus. I will be talking to you very soon.